last week on Beyond, first level, Riku overcame the odds and won the Mage Duels. Yeah! Ishii took his spot in the strength contest. Round one, he took no time at all and showed his newly fixed arm is ready to go. Following that, he took the whole contest and won with ease. We've got two games in the bag and the rain has swept the games. It seems their sponsor is a drow elf and the crowd wasn't very happy at that fact. Hemdot put them in their place, reminding them that there's bigger enemies. Yuentai, liches, and undead. Oh my. Let's keep the games going, shall we?
Because I know their nose is black.
Nice. I thought that was the cutest shit ever.
Yes. Oops.
So look at my snoot.
All right, we're already recording. You guys wanted to start.
So
we're fucking doing it.
Also, panda bears are very dangerous.
Oh, God. So why do you have to do that?
Just finishing up our little thing.
Yeah. We're talking about bears.
Bears.
But you're out there.
Yeah. Do any of you have any updates?
Hello.
Hi. Not really. Happy July.
Happy July.
Happy July.
So I rolled for our contest and picked a winner from that. So
have we announced it yet?
Not on Twitter or anything. It was going to do it like right after this, but the recording would have. I should stop playing copyrighted music. I don't think it probably could be heard. Let's
they
just
no.
Not have that on there. I'll put some background stuff.
Man,
to
love
maybe drown
Cambria.
It, maybe drown it out. I don't know.
What did she say?
Breaking Cambria, basically two different bands.
Sure.
It's a joke.
Jokes are funny. okay. So the winner that I had...
We have a wiener.
Their name on there is Lindsay Rivers. So we will.
Lindsay!
We will.
No, but we have a Lindsay in our campaign.
Oh,
you said
that.
Yeah, you said it there. You knew that person.
Like, holy shit, what's up, Lindsay?
No, we love Lindsay in games.
Lindsay Cornwallis.
Lindsay Cornwallis.
Oh, Lindsay.
So Lindsay Rivers, we will message them on Twitter and.
I'm so sorry.
Congratulations.
Be able to send them $25 gift
card. And thank you for listening to us.
Miniature Market. Or thank you just for, you know, being on Twitter. But
yeah, she's like, yeah, I'll shoot my shot.
Sure.
Hopefully they listen and hope, yeah, but it's
probably more of a like, free gift card.
Yeah, right.
They're giving away money.
I don't care. I mean,
okay.
That'd be so funny.
It's probably true. It's
now okay. This is not hooked up to our speaker. Why is everything going wrong?
It's ruined. We can't play tonight.
I know. As soon as I'm like, we're going to start. And then I thought I was ready. And apparently
ready.
I was not the one
I didn't
ready.
Do my hair, my makeup. Oh, I'm not ready.
Oh my God, excuse me.
Do you need to get a good scare? Kelly, look at him.
Huh? Hiccups.
Oh, I always have that like one random hiccup.
Oh.
That wasn't funny.
It was very funny.
One hiccup, and then I'm good.
Yeah. Like
one hiccup, one burp. I'm out.
Nah, I got them for like hours.
Yeah, if I do get them, I get them forever, but I just have one random one all the time.
Does everyone else get sneezes like right in a row?
So we're gonna start
on that.
You guys are outside of the magic shop, the Top Hat. After walking there and talking with Lindsay and all this other good stuff after Ishii has won his game.
Ew.
And will plug the Top Hat.
Yay.
Very non-enthusiastic.
Well, I mean,
it's like afternoon, right?
I mean, it's close to like 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Okay. So it's like
it's
dusk.
Evening dusk, yeah.
Okay.
I believe Nadia also informed all of you that she mm-hmm. tailed some mm-hmm. shadow-looking figures to another wall in another building.
And we did find out what the symbol was.
She knew that it was
but she drowsed, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, what's it like in front of the top hat? Did his plug work? Is there like a bunch of people there?
You can see through the door and windows that there's a decent amount of people in the shop right now.
Okay. Ew.
They're not like lining up outside like in rows, but.
So before we go in, I was going to say, Ishii, should we give Lindsay her money now?
Yes.
1,000 was what she paid, but I would think that we should give her some profit. Maybe 1,500? So that way that would leave 800 for all of us, and then 800 goes into the group pot.
Numbers.
Well, again, I mean it. I don't need anything. I mean, I appreciate it, but...
You don't need it, but you deserve it.
You do. You've helped us a lot. It's the least that we could do.
Who has the money? You have the money? I think you have.
I'm pretty sure she still has all of
does
the
she
money.
Have all that?
No,
I don't remember.
No, she gave you everything.
Yeah.
She
okay. That's something you don't want to hear. Where's the 1,500?
Where's the 1,500 gold?
No, she gave them to you as she passed it. Like, she gave you the Stone of Good Luck and the Pearl of Power.
Okay.
And she gave you, like, all the money.
Okay.
And all that. Go ahead and roll Persuasion, Riku. You can have advantage because everybody else is talking about it as well.
23.
What?
23.
23.
Did you add both numbers together?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just know he has expertise in something down there.
I have expertise in intimidation.
Okay. I was like, it's probably...
You're going to take this money, Lindsay.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Where
not
do you
like
get
that.
Expertise from?
Menacing. Because I had intimidation already.
Right.
And then menacing gave it to me again.
Right.
So it gave me expertise. Yeah.
23.
Hopefully you're not cheating.
Nope, not at all.
Well...
Scouts on.
All right, I can see that you guys aren't going to give this up. I appreciate it a lot. I mean, I'm just happy to be here, but at least now I know that even just being here is you know, didn't cost me anything if you want to give me something. So that's fine. I'll take it.
You're one of the team.
Yeah.
She blushes a little bit of, you know, being included is just all she's really wanted. And you guys at least include her, so.
Yeah. Rain.
No, not again.
No. Don't add the L. Okay.
No. So then we divided it all up, I guess.
Yes.
Is everyone okay with that?
Divide money in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
For sure.
But we all are pretty.
Well, now we're
we
badass.
Won the game. So they're like, yeah, they beat everyone. They can
we're in a circle. No one's fucking with us.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but like...
I'm on the lookout while they're divvying the money.
Sure.
I want to lean into Nadia and be like, so behind the shop is where we found, like in the alley, is where we found that weird wall, magical wall. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but just FYI.
Which we will visit after this. And I walk into the shop.
I follow.
Same.
So you head up the stairs and go in, and it is a lot busier than when you left it. Yesterday. Yeah, it was only one day ago.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
It's a lot busier than you left it one day ago. There's a couple of people in almost like their uniform workers. They're kind of just being like, yeah, what do you want? What did you need? No, scrolls, sure, this, that, and everybody's kind of like just buying a couple of things and this and that. And you see Theron, the guy that you talk to.
Theron?
Yeah. He is currently kind of like above everybody and watching all of his workers do this, divvy this, and kind of keeping everybody on their toes and stuff like that. And makes eye contact with new people that are walking in the door and sees you guys walk through. Twitch point. He will, okay, all right. The top hat is closed for the night. Everybody out. If you haven't gotten what you needed, you can come back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. We'll be back open, but come on, we have, we need to restock, resupply. And everybody's like, no, but I need, and he's like, you'll get it tomorrow. Go. Finish transactions that are in place tonight and now and leave. Everybody, come on. Just like, what I need this, I need that. And everybody's just kind of like walking past you and all this other stuff. And
I stand there and wait.
You see the occasional person like kind of like looking at you, like they kind of like make contact with you, and like that whole like jaw kind of drops a little bit. Like, it's you.
Him.
Yeah, it's like, it's him. It's the guy, like, that said to come here. And they're just kind of, but they're getting pushed by other people. So they just kind of like, oh, hey, wait, no. I mean, I want to throw it a grand. And
he really did come to Disneyland.
They get pushed out, and Theron, like, closes the door and puts a little, like, latch down and everything. And he goes, oh, well, I can only assume that you won and said for people to come here. Am I right?
Of course. I'm a man of my word.
You see him pull 2 gold out of his pocket and pay an employee and just kind of laugh. I paid him. You weren't going to win.
Oh, well.
You got to admit, you're not the very skilled looker type.
That's kind of the point.
Damn.
Well,
shots fired.
I'll remember to bet on that next time. But, yes, over the past hour, people have been pouring in, asking for items that I have sold you and all this other things and that. And I told them, like, he has not bought anything from here yet. I told them you looked like a novice. I mean, I didn't, like I said, I didn't think you were going to win. I do have a question out of curiosity. You won on your own merit, correct?
Of course. What do you mean?
No, just a lot of people asking, you know, if he's promoting a magic shop. I mean, did I supply him with extra means to win? And
that makes sense.
You know, not for me, but that's fine.
But as you know, I didn't buy anything here yet.
Winner is a winner, and the losers are just sore losers, so...
Exactly.
I already assumed that you were the reason for the surplus of people, so I have gotten ready what you had asked for. And he goes behind his little counter, pulls out a box, opens it up, and there are 3 spell scrolls and a ring in it. Deal is a deal, and I have, man of my word, so for giving me the business that you had, simple enough, here is your prize from me. I'll also throw in, we have some supplies left a little bit. Some people have been buying some things here or there, but I can always enchant or make. So for tonight only, if there's anything that I can offer you guys in here, give you a 20% discount tonight only.
I look to the rest of you.
Those spell scrolls that your... our friend here is getting. Mm-hmm. How many times a day can you cast those?
Well, with a spell scroll, they are a one-use item. We have imbued the magic of a spell in this scroll. You use it, and it is up. Depending on what kind of spell it is, I guess. If it's a spell that's duration was for a day, that spell scroll lasts a day, but...
How much would it cost to enchant an item? And then I quickly whip out my hammer, I'm like this.
Okay, you need to simmer down. I have shelves to knock over. Well, chanting weapons aren't too hard. I mean, you've brought us the weapon, so we don't need to pay for the supplies, only the enchanting, so it would cost whatever enchantment that you want to put on there. What were you looking for?
I'll get back to you on that.
I'll get back to you on that.
And I go to a corner, I start thinking.
But yes, the ring, I should explain to you how it worked, right?
Yes, yes, you did.
Okay, just making sure that everything was covered. Sorry, I'm at a loss that I didn't think you would win.
Well, like I said, that was the point of how I dress. I don't want to draw too much attention. And I take the scrolls and I... put the ring on underneath my glove and put my glove back on and whatnot.
Well, remember, the ring won't attune to you until focusing on it for about an hour.
Of course.
So.
Can I start that, or do I need to do that as, like, a long rest, short rest?
Short rest. Okay. I mean, like, you would need to be, like, meditating on it.
I'll just put it on right now.
Yeah, like, if you'd start it and then something would happen after 5 minutes, you would lose your progress. It's not like do 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there.
Sure, it makes sense.
Or anything like that, yeah. Would you like me to walk you around the shop? I have a free store, and He goes to looks at his other employees, and he goes, you're free to go for the night. I think I can handle these customers on my own. I appreciate your help today with this imbued surplus of customers. Remember, I want all of you here bright and early for tomorrow's morning shift. Even if you weren't scheduled, you'll be scheduled now because we might need the extra hands.
You're welcome. What?
He's like, I'd be pissed.
He's telling all his employees to come in the morning.
He said, I'd be pissed. Do you happen to have another one of these third level spell scrolls? I'd like to buy one from you. Straight up, apparently, I guess.
Sure. Let me look at the scrolls. We're big, easy sellers. I think the mage duels might have had people's blood pumping for better spells and things of that nature. So it's a little less on stock, but hang on.
As he goes to look, I also want to yell back, and I need a pouch too.
Excuse me, what?
I need a pouch too. I need another pouch. I'm getting a bit full.
Just to store the scrolls. I think we have a couple of scroll pouches for things like that. Yeah. Yes.
A scroller. Exactly. A scroller. Yes.
I can throw in a pouch for you too. I mean,
thank you.
We've made enough money today, and he goes through these. They're kind of like barrels, like small little barrels that have all these like little spell scrolls in them. Their scroll are about 6 inches long. They've got twine on them, just rolled up like a normal scroll would be. He's going through them all and looking around. Oh, that third level spell, which one did I give you again?
I think the technical name would be Conjure Barrage.
Yes, okay.
Conjuration spell.
It looks like I don't have any of the third level ones that I gave you. I have another volley one that I had given you.
One of the fifth levels?
Yes.
And how much was that again? I actually don't remember. I'm sorry.
It was normally run about 640. Gold.
But
20% off.
20%.
Yeah. Let me grab my arcane calculator. No.
Six.
Come on, Mr. Calculator.
It's Abacus.
580.
I don't know.
512? I think.
That sounds all right.
So with 20% off, it'd be 512 gold.
Right. I'll wait on that. That's about as much as I have right now. I'd like to keep it in case we need to get in somewhere we're not supposed to be.
Well, didn't you just win the 400 gold for the mage tools?
I split it with my party.
Wow.
I wave at him.
He looks at all of you and says, well, you have a nice companion with you. Most adventurers keep their winnings for themselves.
Well, he's got a heart of gold.
I need them to have their things that they need.
Speaking of, how much would it cost to imbue this hammer with, like, radiant energy or divine energy for more of that sort of damage?
That oomph.
What are you asking? So you want it to...
Basically, like, I'm pretty sure that's a thing where you, like, basically when I cast Divine Smite, it's just, like, not automatically there, but just as, like a plus one or like, 1d4 radiant damage extra or something.
In addition to the bludgeoning damage or whatever it does?
Well, to make a weapon do extra damage is a moderate feat for enchanting. The more damage we would do, to add the minimum extra damage, I would say, would probably be 3,000 to 4,000 gold.
Oof. Wow.
To do an extra d4 damage every attack? Yeah.
What's a
d4?
That was out of game.
I very straight face and just put my hammer back.
Enchantments are difficult, and you know I have to supply my mages with the necessary time and means that they will be enchanting things.
No, I get it. Yeah,
costs money.
What are the most common weapon enchantments that you do?
The most common ones I think that adventurers normally like are The most simplest way of terms is plus one. They make things hit a little easier, do a little more damage, but not specific damage.
How much would that run?
Plus one weapon is about 1,000 gold. But with the discount, 800. I can do that math quickly.
Perfect. Perfectly our whole wad that we divvied out.
What about magical items?
Well, our store is a little bit barren, but I can make magical items. I can take you around the shop tonight, and we can see what we have left.
Perfect.
That works. Everyone want to do a little window shopping?
Sure.
Sweet. I don't have to go super into depth with them all. Yeah, but
it's pretty similar. So.
We have an alchemy jug here, and they run about 6,000 gold. But they make plenty of stuff and things and stuff. And I don't remember exactly what it does. Hang on. I don't want to tell you the wrong thing.
What was it called? Alchemy jug?
An alchemy jug. So with the alchemy jug, you can make this jug hold a certain liquid that forms by just asking it to, and it can give you different types like acid, poison, beer. It's more common. Ooh. One. Honey, mayonnaise, vinegar, oil,
mayonnaise.
Water, fresh or salt, or wine.
Mayonnaise. What about potions? If you say potion, would that be a thing?
This doesn't exactly make certain potions. If you would like some potions, we do have some available, but the alchemy jug doesn't make them. That did, and we run
just
out of business.
Just the non-arcane liquid.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
think
ma'am.
About it. Once you fix your little lantern, you can ask for lantern oil.
Good.
So we have, yes.
How much is the jug?
6,000.
Holy fuck.
With,
I think I'll pass.
I say we should start on the items that are maybe around 400, 500 gold, if that's possible.
Oh, okay.
Does that seem reasonable to you guys?
Amulet of proof against detection and location would not be in 400 price range. That runs 20,000.
But it would make sure
that anybody looking for you wouldn't be able to find you, even a god, so...
This guy totally sent all his employees home. Just take all the stuff.
I wouldn't recommend you do that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't recommend it either.
Don't mind him. He's an idiot.
But it's there.
What the fuck?
That
was my normal voice. I'm obviously not.
I thought you were in character.
Let's rob him.
The Cape of the Mountainback, 8,000, no. A Circlet of Blasting, 1,500, no. I see your eyebrows peaked. Does that interest you at all?
I was writing stuff down on my phone. What did you say?
Oh, when I said the Circlet of Blasting, your eyes kind of like, ooh, what?
I think that, yeah, what is that?
Yeah. While wearing this circlet, you can use an action to cast the Scorching Ray spell with it. When you make this spell attack, you do have a +5. The circlet can't be used like this until the next dawn. Doesn't require attunement. It's just like a little bracelet.
Hey, Lindsay, can we get some of that money back?
No. We have these goggles, Eyes of the Eagle. They are pretty... nice seller. Let's see. Gloves of Swimming and Climbing, 2,000. No. Staff of the Adder, 1,800. No.
We have to win a couple more.
We're going to have to win the rest of the games.
Yeah.
A lot of magical items are semi-expensive. They do take a little bit of time to create. The Ring of Warmth, with your discount today, would be 800. You would be able to survive frigid temperatures up to -40 degrees and be resistant against cold damage.
Wow. What about a book that will boost your wisdom?
A wisdom book.
Oh, well.
Book of Wisdomness.
We don't sell any of those types of books here, and they are far too valuable to sell at my mere shop. I've read about them and know that they are in some of the more well-to-do libraries and palaces of that nature. But Your 800 price range is a bit low for a book like that. I know there was one at auction one time that was being sold for 50,000.
Oh. You might want to just find one.
Yeah, probably on that too. Right, I'm stumped. I'm okay.
Well, I have some armor still left, but I know that's still also out of your price range. The mithril breastplate with plus one, so...
plate.
Well, anything that's around, you know, under 400 or 500, I sell a lot of vicious weapons, if those would interest you at all.
What exactly would that be?
Can you roll a 19 or 20?
The vicious weapons, when you really hit them good... Okay. It does an extra seven.
I think when we're shopping
damage.
Is the only time we're like trying not to break the fourth wall, but kind of break the fourth wall.
Yeah, vicious weapons. They when you get a critical, they do an extra 7 damage automatically. Mm. With a discount, they would be 280 gold.
Oh. Ishi. I have more on your...
plenty of weapons still enchanted like that. Those enchantments take about 10 minutes to finish, so they're not hard sellers. They're hard to make.
Ooh.
So, like, if you enchanted 2 longswords real quick, how long would that take?
I could. About a half hour, since I'm the only one here, but I would help you all out, since... it's kind of my fault I sent them home.
Ha.
How much would that go by?
560.
Mm. Got smart one here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Do you sell cloaks of elvenkind?
I think the last one that I had did sell today, but those are pretty... easily enchantable as well, not as easily as a vicious weapon or any means. Is that something that would interest you?
How much do they run for?
If you guys talk a minute while I check.
So what exactly is a cloak of elvenkind?
It essentially helps hide you better than a normal cloak.
Oh, like advantage per se? Or...
Guys,
do you like that, Kelly?
Yes, the cloaks of
people have disadvantage on perception checks on you,
trying to find
and you have advantage on stealth checks.
Oh, that's super cool!
You have advantage.
Oh,
on
no
stealth
way!
Stealth checks. Yeah.
Whoa. Being sneaky has its costs, though, and to enchant it and have it ready would take about 4 or 5 days and cost about 5,000 gold.
We'll keep that in mind, thank you.
I think Ishi should have his vicious weapons.
Oh, I'm doing it. I pull out my swords.
What did we say it was? 280?
Like, grab them in the middle.
280 a piece, yeah.
So I'm not, like, swinging swords around.
Oh, so you want these two enchanted to be vicious?
Yes, please. Okay. Do you do it now, or do you want me to come back?
No, I can do it now. If you guys want to, you can sit and look at things in the shop.
I go back to that flying plane.
All right, it's there still.
We can go check out that alleyway.
We can do that. I have more weapons.
What swords did you give? What weapons did you give him?
The long sword. And that's not bludgeoned, and the long sword that's bludgeoning.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot you did that.
Okay, I don't know if this sword looks a little particular to you, but if the sharpened one, per se, doesn't have any sentimental value, I have a long sword already enchanted with it, if you would prefer that one.
It with us.
I think it looks moderately the same. I'll go check. He does, and it comes out, and they're pretty comparable,
the
yeah.
They're pretty the same.
That's cool.
But I can still enchant this dull one. I'm sure you wouldn't want another sharpened one?
Nah, it's cool.
Okay. I know adventurers have their peculiarness, so no questions.
I want to look at Nadia until she notices me looking at her, and then I want to put my index finger and middle finger to my temple.
All right, while it takes her to notice it, I will say all of these prices were set by a PDF that I found called Sane Magical Prices.
Sane Magical Prices?
Yeah, because in the Dungeon Master's Guide, like if it's just like an uncommon item, some uncommon items are like 5,000 gold, and it's like some of them aren't worth 5,000 gold, this and that. I don't know where to place them, so I found this one.
Yeah, this weapon does not sound like
It just sounds, it shows that Sayadora had made this list and put everything together, so thanks, Bam. Man.
That's sane.
Yes. Get so, it. You guys awesome. Can... I just wanted to do that little thank you.
And then I try to clear my throat.
I lost a message. Yes, Eris?
I just thought, what if the weird magical secret door belongs to him and will be trespassing? Can you message that to Riku and Ishii?
To the shop owner?
Not to the shop owner, not yet. But tell Riku and Ishii.
Are you trying to say that the door belongs to the shop owner?
I don't know, but I'm saying what
if. It doesn't. It belongs to the shroud.
I want a history check. Did we see a symbol? The shroud's the same symbol on the wall?
Oh.
You guys did, and I did.
You didn't see it when you were there, when you guys were rolling perceptions and all this other stuff.
We were hella low, by the way.
Yeah, you guys didn't see any symbols or anything on that. It's not on his building that you're asking. Like, his building is right here. There's an alleyway, and it's on the building, like on the next side of him.
Let me out?
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
I was just letting you know.
I like how you guys are just whispering to each other in the shop.
Right now. She's messaging me, so it's just like, I'm just
whisper. Yeah.
It's not just in your head. You hear her words in your head.
Yeah.
But in order for you to say things,
they have to be in her head. Okay. Just like this. Then I'm on the plane, just follow
that plane. He also is already, like, he has put your sword up on this table, and you see him kind of like waving his hands over it, and you see some blue kind of energy going off of his hands and wrapping around the sword.
Nice.
But just wait for thought. Maybe you should let them know. I don't know. Just an idea.
I think we can talk about it when we leave. I doubt that passage belonged to him.
I go back to looking at the plane.
So let's go check out that alleyway, guys.
Are we out of the shop?
Is that cool? Yeah, we go. We leave.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute.
You see him just kind of look at you guys and nod his head as like, not to break concentration from this sword, but like acknowledge, like, all right, 10 minutes.
So as we're walking over there, I'm talking low enough for them to hear me, but loud, or low enough for no one else to hear me, but loud enough for them to hear me. So,
I mean, you're already there.
Sure.
Takes you like 10 seconds to get like out of the door, into the alleyway, in front of the wall, that weird color.
Yeah, is Lindsay still with us?
Better.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
So, Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong, because you were there too, and you others, you guys should have heard it. When I won the mage duels and Hemdot was explaining everything, he said something about other enemies, something about the Scourge fighting the Igoria with the Salaria Empire, and something about the Yuan-Ti taking over, and bad wizards and liches and demons, and something about the undead from the Forbidden Cliffs. And a new threat. Ishii.
Damn, he took notes. I'm so proud.
I did take notes. Ishii, when we first left the Top Hat, you saw somebody running through to this alley.
Yep.
And when I went to talk to Roth before the final match, I saw him talking to a shady character as well.
Oh.
And Nadia, you said you saw two shady characters running, and that's when you said you saw that shroud symbol.
Yeah, I can only assume they belong to the shroud.
Man, I wish I saw some.
Well, you probably will if we push forward.
Go ahead, roll a perception check.
All of us?
Sure, all of you.
Yeet!
20!
Woo! I'm gonna say something. He's gonna see something.
I can see something. Boom, I guess I saw something.
Well, I was gonna say a rat scurries across and you see that, but I capped a reward at 20. You guys are outside of this door.
You can ask what the rest of us got.
I
want to
keep that rat.
How much did you get?
8.
No, natural 20.
Okay, cool.
Is it 20?
No.
11, okay.
mark my 20 on that.
Get that up.
Thank
there.
You.
Riku, as you are explaining all of this, and you again find that mismatched colored wall, as you start to kind of look at it and start to try to remember, because it is maybe like a good 30 foot, 40 foot wall section, and there's only like a small little 2 or 3 foot
piece
area
that looked weird.
That yeah. looked weird, yeah. So you eventually find it, and you're like, I believe this is again it. Eris, you notice a small little brick that has the same symbol on it that Nadia described on the other one. At which point also, as he's kind of going on with things and you just kind of see the symbol, you also see a stone that looks out of place on the how the building is set up. It's the bricks. And then what is the bottom of a building called?
The foundation.
Foundation. Yes, thank you. Bow. I wanted to say the mortar, and I'm like, it's not that. That's not the word I'm looking for. On the foundation,
that's
there's
what
a...
holds it together.
There's a, yes, there's a small little... Oh, I wonder what your dad is.
You're a jerk.
Mexican?
Okay.
I thought you just did some bricks.
Oh, God. Okay. There is a small little... discoloration also on the foundation that none of you noticed before. You take a knee down and put your hand on it, and you feel a little bit of arcane kind of emanate off of it. To which point you kind of know that like this has something to do with maybe opening it actually. Instead of like Ishii when he molded earth and struggle bus trying to like hold all of this like hard bricks together.
I wish I saw something. Oh. Hey, Nadia. Or Noelle.
Yeah.
Was this a symbol? I point to the symbol first.
Yeah. It is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Wait, hang on. It is. Right?
I'm pretty sure in your speech you're like, it's the same symbol, but I didn't really hear.
You weren't listening for you.
Yes. That's. The
shroud symbol. It's a little dis- feels arcane magical. I think this has something to do with the door, guys.
Is it arcane magical? The last time you told us it was like probably mechanical.
As you I know what I said.
I know what I said.
It feels very just very lightly arcane. Like there is not very much of
sprinkle.
Yeah, but you can tell that there's something just like right there. That probably has something to do with opening it. But he barely feels anything. He's real. As you guys kind of put your hands on it, just don't feel anything.
So, guys, just real quick. Is this considered trespassing? So I'm having thoughts about this. Are the Shroud good guys, bad guys, in between?
The Shroud is a thieves guild. They are
I'm not a big fan of thieves.
What? Riku, what were you trying to get at? And why are we going in... Are we going into the thieves' guild's den?
Well, selfishly, I want to go and push forward because someone could possibly know about my master. But as I was saying, Hemdot was talking about they're having a lot of troubles with outside enemies and attacks on this great Colosseum.
Mm.
And the shroud.
That's all the reason I needed. I pushed the button or tried messing with it.
So as you
wait,
more or less,
do I see him doing that?
I just needed a reason. Like, is
his
this a
hands
good thing?
Was already still kind of on it as and you are talking. There's not really much reaction time as he just kind of pushes on it. Your hand goes in to
like,
where it is. Like it is a smooth
poison darts
foundation. It is a smooth foundation, but as your hand kind of feels on it, it's almost like you kind of knock around it and it's stone, but like right there it's like a little bit of like a
give,
like a, yeah, like a jelly-ish more. Oh. You just kind of push and you just feel like a
like rubber,
yeah. It's like you push it maybe like an inch and you just feel like you hear a like a click.
That's classic Minecraft
and
sound effect.
Yeah. And the bricks start to kind of fold and just the door now opens, an actual doorway kind of opens as these bricks just kind of push out the way, and now in front of you is probably a decent, a normal sized door.
All right, guys, let's go save the city.
Not probably. Door, but like, opening.
Maybe.
Quick side note. Is the Shroud where I'm from?
What do you mean?
In the Elemental Plains, would there be these people?
No.
Okie doke, so I have no idea what's going on.
Cool. I thought so you meant like, is, like, am I from, like, am I, like, was I born, was I, am I a Shroud? No, I didn't know.
No. So nothing's changed.
Yeah. But quick.
Side
out of the way.
When he says Thieves Guild, you know that there's probably there was a Thieves Guild in your world, right. But not named a Shroud.
Yeah.
You never had dealings with them, and the name is not coming to you. Okay.
So the bricks move, and then I'm like, move, bricks, get out the way, and we're here.
I have reaction time enough to pull out a weapon.
So. Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as they go to stop, like, reach out to stop him, but it's already happened.
The bricks just kind of, they move a lot quieter than moving bricks you would think would.
Yeah.
I was expecting like a...
Yeah, it's not like a... of like grinding. They just kind of like...
Like, they're so finessely made that there's no noise. And it's
yeah,
like
and it's kind of opens.
Because when we were looking in from the front, Eris, there were windows. We were looking through the window. When I crawled through the other time, there were no windows or doors.
Oh. Yeah, so when he went in, it looks like this room doesn't have access to the building that it is attached with.
Supposedly attached with, yeah.
Yes.
Nadia, Riku, you guys are the sneaky, sneaky type. You want to go in first? Check for if it's clear? Also, did you still wanted to say something? Because you're
she pulled out a weapon.
Yeah,
that's
you,
what
oh,
she wanted.
Well, okay. You seem very stressed right now.
I don't exactly know what to expect going in here. I mean, these are thieves. They're
I mean,
trained
when do we
to
ever...
do this. If I don't know who we're looking for you. I don't...
Maybe they're cool.
I highly doubt that. I suspect Roth
maybe
might be
cool.
Involved, though. Because, like I said, he was talking to some suspicious characters before I went to meet him.
What did they look like?
What did they look like?
You remember...
I remember.
you describe a person... in a lot of dark clothing, but a lot of armors over top of the dark clothing. There are a lot of browns and things like that. They have pretty hard leather armor on. The cloak, however, that was like covering over his face and down his back, and he had a little bit over himself. reminds you of like a it was very particular. It had a lot of different patterns on it, a bunch of like triangles on it.
I say all that for time
like it's not just like yeah. So what I'm basically saying, like, the cloak is not just like flat black,
yeah,
but it's just like a bunch of like black triangles that are like all the way throughout it.
And what
when he
the...
says that pattern, does that spark my memory of anything?
Go ahead and roll intelligence.
What's the symbol look like that we were looking at?
Diamond.
With a cut out of it.
With a cut out of it. Those weren't diamonds that he described. He described like triangles
right.
going.
I just was making sure.
Just a straight thing? Intelligence?
Yeah.
When you say cut out of it, do you mean like there's like a slash going through, or does it look like someone chipped like a piece out of it?
Nadia, I happened to look through your notes, and you drew a picture of it, and you drew it pretty well. You want to just point that out?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I got it now.
What is that?
Yeah, right there.
Like that?
Basically, I described, like, someone, like, chop.
Yeah, they just, like, they just cut a little section. I know we have listeners that can't see Nadia's notebook.
Yeah.
It just...
Diamond, take a little rectangle out of the side. That's it.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, it's just cut out of it.
Yeah.
I got a 10.
Sure.
10?
Like, if you're cutting a tree, and just go...
It kind of... reminds you of something you've seen before, but you can't really place
okay.
those cloaks. Anything? Hang on. I will tell you.
Did you pause it?
A little bit, no.
Okay, so I didn't know if I should keep talking.
You can keep talking.
Yeah, because when I got there, he was quick to shoo them away. Like, I definitely was not supposed to see them, and I'm trying to talk because they're talking. I don't want to hear them.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you gotta watch his text them too.
Well,
could have just texted her. Just trying to
maybe,
whisper.
What's okay, the text?
Me individually.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys want to like go into this thing, or?
I think we should. They should go first. You want to? Sneaky, sneaky.
Yes.
I mean, I did all the heavy lifting, open the door.
You lifted nothing.
Inside now that like, I mean, it's like I said, you now have an actual doorway there. So more of the moonlight kind of stretches in instead of the small little 2 foot crawl hole that Kelly or Ishii had made before. Now it's, you know, open. You get to look inside. It's a pretty small room, probably like a 8x10, maybe 8x12 room, longer than it is wider. But there's just a couple of like boxes and barrels. Like it semi just looks like a storage area.
I turn back to Lindsay and how she's looking.
She looks very nervous. Go ahead and roll inside.
11. Come on, Lindsay, let's go on an adventure.
She keeps looking out towards the street a lot.
She's a lookout.
Very much as just like a... She doesn't know where you guys are at. She is very... You've seen how people react to her.
Yeah.
So she tries to avoid doing things that give people reasons to react like that to her. That
makes sense.
Being over here and doing this, she's just kind of like, what's going on?
Do you want to stay out of this?
I think that's the best.
Did she hear what I said?
Yeah.
I've been kind of doing stuff, so you're going to have to remind
me. I mean, the whole Hemdot thing with what he said.
Yeah, she was there for that, yes.
What do you think about all this?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I doubt she really knows what's going on.
Of enemies?
I didn't know if you were here to know of any new enemies that could be going in and out of the city, or if you've seen anybody. I mean, I don't know if these are just storage rooms or if these are actual tunnels and places to get around.
I stick to the hotel a lot in town and at the Oasis. I didn't really go places that would have put me in this kind of position we're in right now. Are you guys gonna go in there, or?
How about we just take her back to her room real quick, and then we'll get my sword, and we will definitely not, go down there.
It's just a room, isn't it? Like, what through this door?
As far as we know, it's just a room.
Yeah, sure, go ahead and roll a deception check.
We don't know what's exactly in there.
Because that is what you're doing.
Yeah.
20!
And you quickly slam her arm down. Boom!
I think it is best to not get you guys in trouble either. I mean, people already, I think, don't like you from being with me. So, I mean, I think it's a better idea. Just if you want to take me home, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Let's get Ishii's things and take her home. And we'll come back here. Or maybe not.
I mean, if it's just a small room, can we check it really quick?
Is it a hallway or a room?
I thought it was just a room. So, like, as you guys look in, like, you also, like, kind of look around in there. There's no doors on any of the walls. Like, there's no, like, physical doors anywhere. There's no windows.
Thinking about the end or a dungeon or something.
Yeah, there weren't
no
stairs.
Like, it's literally, like, it's a flat 8x12 room. There's just a couple of like boxes piled up and here and there and like a barrel maybe.
Does elevators exist in this world? Like mining elevators?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what if we close the door and it's like an elevator?
If we need to do that, then we should take her back.
Either way, we gotta take her back.
I guess we'll do that first.
Do you want to take Lindsay back?
Yeah, sure.
And we could stay here with Ishii to get his weapons.
Mm-hmm. If you guys want to go ahead, go in. I'll keep guard outside, make sure nobody...
I thought you weren't going in.
We're not going in. Keeping guard of...
Ishii's weapons, and I think it's best if Lindsay gets escorted back.
Yeah, I can do that.
Agreed.
You guys are blowing this for me.
She's pretty still buying it. You got a 20. She is very convinced that you are...
Would my weapon be done yet?
Pretty close to it, honestly. Like, okay. As you guys have been, like, out here debating and doing this, doing that, and him looking for the little, you know, hole and all this other stuff, mm-hmm. I'd say you probably got... Yeah, you go in and be done. All
right.
All right, I'm taking Lindsay home.
I just walk away from them.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric.
Just like, ding, going back.
Yeah, so it's like the whole time you've been talking, everything's been happening. There's just been like a 10-minute timer in your head going. And like mid-sentence on like, no, really, we'll just take her home. You just hear Dan, he just stops talking, turns, goes. As you, right as soon as you open the door, like clockwork, as soon as the 10 minutes hit, you see him just kind of, you see the last like little bit of energy go into the weapon. Oh, hello, that was pretty good timing.
Thanks.
It's ready.
Ooh.
So, I can see that this, you know, isn't going to be cutting anybody, but I wouldn't like it being hit upside my head against it, so.
Exactly.
So, exactly. You have two vicious weapons now. That was 570?
60? 280 plus 280?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Math. I don't know. That's probably not even right.
Six, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Totes my goats.
560.
Okay. I also will pull out the Stone of Good Luck and ask him what
it is. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that, too. Ooh, this is the prize for the arm wrestling contest. Did you win that?
Damn right.
Oh, well, I didn't know that that team had two winners.
Sure did.
Victorious. I am just the...
You're the guy.
So, I'm the guy.
Ishii last name? What a badass.
Oh,
yes.
Nadia, I forgot to get the stone check.
Pearl.
The pearl?
Yeah.
Walking with Lindsay, I'm like, I hope they remember to get their
eyes checked. Well, what I know, the Stone of Good Luck, it basically make you better at everything.
I like to be good at everything.
In simple terms, plus one to anything you really try or to do.
Oh, shit.
You will have to attune to this item.
How long does that take?
Well, if you just really focus hard on this item for about an hour, just stare at it and really want to connect with this item, it will link to you and its power will be given to you.
Sweet. Riku walks in.
I was just about to say that. And Nadia?
Oh, yeah, I'm with you guys.
Okay. I didn't know if you waited in the alley.
No.
Okay. Are you already walking her home?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know if you were walking in. Well, I just finished your friend's sword and helped him out. Was there anything else that I could do for you guys? Remember,
yes.
You get that 20% today only.
I forgot. I pull out the Pearl of Power. Could you tell me what this does? Please.
Well, normally I identifying things is a charge, but again, I think for the winners of these duels, I can make a little exception. The Pearl of Power basically will let you replenish a bit of your arcane energy within yourself for the day. I know it doesn't go very, you know, powerful arcane energy, but... up to probably some...
It's hard, man. It's hard to stay.
Third level spells. I don't know. I don't know.
I think they'd have level spells.
Do they?
I don't know.
Yeah, because the spell scrolls, he'd been doing like third level, fifth level spells.
I don't know if he would actually talk like
that. Yeah.
Well, I mean... We're going to say it and then it'll be easier.
We're going to say they do because it's my world.
Sure. All right, cool.
So you can replenish up to a third level spell with this stone pearl. Once a day.
They would describe spells as well.
Okay. Much thanks. Is there anything else we need here?
One last question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Do you carry Dust of Disappearance?
Ooh.
We might, actually. Let me look through these supplies.
There's a bug.
Oh, God.
I know it's a little uncommon, but not... unheard of.
No, Dust of Disappearance we have normally stock. When people leave and go out into the desert, sometimes they find dungeons and hidden ruins that they wish to explore quietly. So the Dust of Disappearance definitely helps. It looks like we have two
vials.
Uses? Does disappearance use uses?
It's a powder in a packet. And it can use it one time.
Is it like a one-time
thing? It's a one-time thing.
Okay.
Pout kit.
How much is the pearl?
Half pound?
Sure.
I looked up the stone of good luck and it said it didn't have a weight.
Most little things like that don't have weights.
I mean, yeah. Like pearl's literally like that big.
Yeah, it's like a pearl.
Put it under your tongue.
You use an action to dust creature affecting
that. I'm the clam.
The duration is the same. All subjects in the dust is consumed when its magic takes effect. Yeah, okay.
Get one of your teeth surgically removed and form the pearl into a tooth.
So we have two left. They normally run about 300, but with 20% off, that would be 240.
I don't have to. Do it on your phone.
I think you're right. You're probably right.
Yeah. I work at a bank. I have to do math on occasion.
Well, I don't have personally enough gold for that, but...
You have 800.
How much was it?
Do I have 800?
Yes.
Do we each have 800?
We each have 800.
Yeah, Will and Ishii gave their earnings and split them across the board.
Yes.
You guys
and they
so
put the
nice.
Rest into
We started with 5,500. We gave
Lindsay.
We gave Lindsay 1,500, and then we all got 800 and put 800 in the pot.
Aww.
Yeah. Boom.
So you got money, girl.
So that's why I was saying, like, I need you guys to have stuff.
Yeah. You said it's 240?
For one, yes.
I was totally out of character for that.
You have $800. I have $800.
I got 800 gold?
Gold, yeah. Jesus.
Probably that happened in real life.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
This could turn all of us invisible.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Anyone within 10 feet of me.
But I'm so pretty.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't know.
I'm not there to discuss, so
seen?
I can't say yes or no.
Well, I mean, it's her fucking dust.
Sure, I'll take it.
Just one, or do you want both?
Just one.
Okay. Leave some for others. So
it's always nice to have a backup plan.
240 gold would be the price of that.
Take out of my newly gained
800 gold.
So Lindsay,
have you
gold.
Been surfing?
What is surfing?
Oh, it's when you, like, if you take a board that's been, like, chopped down from a tree, formed to like literally a board, and then you ride on waters and you're like, whoosh, and I demonstrate with my fingers on my hand. And like, if you go up a water and you're like, have you seen a wave before?
I haven't actually ever seen large oceans.
What?
I know there's one that the city's connected to, but I...
But those are puny waves. Those
came
are,
from an airship, so I never have been near the water.
Shoot.
You're not there.
Who's not there?
Out there?
He's not there.
Yeah.
Remember
he's talking
with
Lindsay.
You're with Lindsay.
I thought you were talking
to
the shop owner.
Totally thought you were talking to the
that's
shop owner.
That's what I thought too.
So
that's why we were making looks.
Like, that's why I said, so Lindsay, ever been surfing?
Oh, no.
He just like
I missed that
flipped camera
okay.
to.
Yeah.
We shifted over to a different script.
Because
yeah.
Kelly and I
just,
were like, you're not fucking
now
here.
I'm just picturing Kelly from now to see, you're not here.
Well, we thought you were talking to the shop owner, but you weren't there.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're ever out west, I had to do the Never Eat Soggy Waffles. If you're out west, look for a place called Turtle Island. Super awesome. Not a lot of people go there because it's really good, but there's a lot of fishing. If you like fish and crab, but you can surf. Good vacation spot. Everyone's friendly. I don't even think they've probably never even
That's
seen
cool.
a drow, so you might not be judged. Tell them Air sent you.
Well, if they've never
well
seen
the
a drow, would they be afraid of me?
I'd like,
I'm not very confident in your answer.
I have faith that they wouldn't judge you. It's a humble village.
Go ahead and roll persuasion. You're not lying, but go ahead, persuasion.
Okay, persuasion. Where's the fuck is that? Okay.
What?
18.
Okay. Well, it does sound nice. Sure, Harris. I could check it out, I think, if I ever make it out west.
They make good crab legs. If I could eat crab legs, then that would be awesome.
God, you forget every day.
No,
every time.
I think he did it on purpose now.
I do it on purpose.
I don't know.
It's so smooth.
It's not smooth.
Hey, I'm trying to help him out here.
All right, well, the people in the shop, is there anything else that I can offer you? Like I said, I mean, I know that some of these items might be a little out of your price range, but I'd be willing to negotiate on some. I just, you know.
Is this where I bought paper bombs? I think this is where I bought paper bombs. How many more paper bombs do you have?
You bought the last of them the last time. It's only been a day.
He only had two. All right.
If they do take a delicate hand in order to not explode on you.
Of course.
Like I said, there's plenty of items that I think might interest you, especially you two shadier ones. Not ishy. I don't know if you would be interested in the staff of Adder, as he walks over and pulls this staff with a giant serpent's head on the top of it.
What is that?
If you want to just show her. it's a staff that has this ebony snake kind of on the top of it. What was the smile for? Is
that a what does it do?
Dick joke?
Nope, not at all.
I don't know. Snake? I don't know. He'd like smile weird.
There's something there.
You want to give the book back before you start reading about things you're not supposed to read about?
No, I was just looking at the other staffs.
I think Staff of Adder is also on the other page.
It is.
With its stuff. Well, I just know that they comes in handy. I mean, I'll be honest. It's an item that I've had a lot of trouble selling. It is not the prettiest of staffs, and a lot of people get creeped out with the snake head.
Well, what does it do?
Well, if you speak its command word, the serpent on the top turns into a live poisonous snake that you can swing at your opponents and poison them. It does a lot of damage to poison people, and it doesn't speak very well to a lot of super nice adventurers. They don't like poisoning people. But it basically does 1d6 piercing. They have to make a DC save 15 or take 3d6 poison from the serpent's like bite.
What would that run?
Well, like I said, I have been trying to sell it for 18, but it's an item that I just kind of want to get out. Maybe 1,000. Right. I also realized that I'm pushing the staff on you, and after reading it, it says attunement by a cleric, druid, or warlock. So this will only be for you. You would be the only one to be able to use it, so you don't have to.
Oh, I thought it meant like
it says you can only be attuned by a cleric, a druid, or a warlock.
Gotcha.
You're the only one of those three.
I want to use
not bad.
So he will say that. Well, I know that only certain magic types actually link with it, and we spent a lot of time shopping, so we can just
yeah.
I'm done. Okay. Well, you know.
It's not a lot of
people's forte. Anyway, always come back and visit. I'm always happy to serve you for your business you've brought me.
Ew.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I give him a bow and walk out.
You eventually get Lindsay to the oasis. And.
Well, this is your stop.
Oh, thank you, Urs.
Are the pillows made of feather? I feel like they have feathered pillows.
The pillows are very soft. It's very nice accommodations. I would invite you in, but I know that
yeah, you gotta get back to them.
Yeah. So I
and also last time we were here, they don't like us here.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I don't think we're doing anything. So I mean, if you want to chill here tomorrow, and we can come pick you up, maybe we can go grab a bite for lunch.
Sure. Well, I think that Ishii and Nadia wanted to participate in the tree game. which is being held tomorrow with the jousting. There are two events that are going on at the same time.
I did not know that.
I think they said they wanted to be part of it. Well, you can always ask them when you go back, and if so, then we'll have a late breakfast. I think both of those games don't start till noon.
Sounds good.
They seem like pretty quick games.
Quite fist bump.
Good night, Eris. Thank you for walking me home. And
sure.
Please keep the others safe, says, on your journey back to the tent.
I start to walk away, and then I want to turn back around and be like, you know, you should try keeping your head up more and not let people push you around. Be more confident in who you are as a person. Be proud. Loud and proud.
It's a lot harder when people already don't like you for who you are.
But they might respect you for it. Roll persuasion?
Sure.
Yeah! Aw. 8.
Now she'll never keep her head up.
Just a little black rain cloud just forms over her head.
I'll keep it in mind, Eris. I'll see you tomorrow with the rest of the rain. Good night.
Night. Actually, no, I don't run. That's suspicious. I just casually just walk, sightsee. Take a stroll.
You can walk around. So we go on break.
Ew.
And we'll walk to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Then we're going to hear like Kelly's little guitar riff, and it's going to be nice.
Hey.
So you guys go out of the arcane shop. We're already back in it. In it to win it.
Into the alley.
Okay.
And you walk across right into the alley. The door has since shut.
Yeah.
You don't know if it was on a timer. You guys didn't shut it. You guys left.
That's fine.
Whoops. We know how to shut it. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and it just kind of like it's closed again.
I go up and just kind of like kick the one brick.
When we opened it before, but it was just a room. We didn't see anybody in there. We didn't go in, but we looked in.
Yeah, there's nobody in there.
Okay.
You open it again. Eris, you're still not here yet.
No, my way.
I have my boomerang out.
The bricks move quietly just again. And again, we were at this storage looking chamber. I don't know. I don't know what to call it because rooms have doors. This doesn't have a door.
I step aside. Do you see any traps, Nadia?
I check the doorway for traps.
Go for it.
She's a traps expert.
Investigation?
Yes.
No, I really thought you said sex bird. Yep. I'm like, what?
23.
Not what I said. They thought I said sex bird?
Because you said traps expert.
Traps expert.
Yeah. Got it.
I heard it.
It was fascinating. I was like, sex bird.
What'd you get? You traps expert? No traps.
I don't see any.
Are in this room or anything like that.
No traps.
Just empty.
I don't think they trap their own passageway.
Yeah, the goblins did.
True.
I walk in.
That's a callback.
Yeah. You walk in. You're in the same room that you were in before.
I just want to start looking around.
This is the same room
stuff
that we
see
into?
Looking at things. Okay. Yes. This is the same room.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
You didn't go to hers because she went to a different one when she was like running and chasing those two people. They were at a different one.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if, like, when this wall opened, it was, like, a different room.
Oh, no.
So it was, like, where did this room come from? But
nope. This is the same room that Riku crawled in. Okay. You stuck your head in, I think.
Yeah. I assume some of these could be storage rooms, but I'm really thinking that they have secret passageways throughout the Colosseum.
We see no windows, no people, no doors, right?
Nope. Go ahead and roll perception, or investigation.
All of us?
Yep, you're searching for clues. Except for Aerith.
Yeah. So, investigation.
He's making his way downtown.
Fuck.
17.
19.
2.
All right. Ishii's just fascinated with the door. Because you're like, damn, I molded this and that was hard enough. And just a fucking button over here. Just fucking does it.
Fuck that button.
Our above 15ers start looking through the boxes, kind of like moving some of them and just kind of like, I don't know, like maybe something's behind it. There's like a small opening behind. So just like.
I'm being very careful to put things back right where I got them.
Yeah, same.
Eventually, You guys are kind of working together on it because some of the boxes are like a little heavy. You kind of open one of them and there's just like a bunch of iron in it. And you're just, okay. You get over to one and push it. It does not budge.
Super heavy?
Super heavy. He's like, oh my God, what the fuck is in this? What are you looking for?
I wrote stuff down in my notebook, but I can't find my spot. Continue.
You open up this lid on this box and take a look inside, and what is inside is a hole that goes down underground and a ladder that makes its way down.
Knew there was going to be an exit.
The hole kind of goes down maybe about...
Did you say that?
70, 80, 90 feet. Like,
damn.
The ladder,
yeah, I said that.
The ladder goes down probably about a good 100 feet.
What time is it?
9 at night, 9 p.m., 9:30 maybe.
We know Ishii's on his way back.
Eris is on his way back. Ishii's
Eris
standing
is
right there.
Back. That's what I meant to say. I meant to say Eris.
Eris is on his way back. You've been to Lindsay's hotel before and this and that. He'll probably be 5 minutes.
Is there any stalls that have like sells like candies or something?
Not this late. A lot of the places have been closed up and
I don't know where I wrote it down.
Just bars, like, what are you?
The middle of the night, just a big stall.
Like,
it's like free candy.
I also feel like food wise, people would be
taverns.
Up and about. Taverns, yeah. I don't know if people outside.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to Kings Island.
Depends on
like,
if it's,
yeah,
a college.
Closing time, let's sell this last minute stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we want to proceed?
Sure.
It's more so, do you want to proceed? This for your master, right?
Well, like I said, this could also be a group endangering the Colosseum.
I don't know what it is. I can't find my notes on it.
No, I really, I that's why I'm literally just flipping one page at a time now.
Did you type those notes in your phone?
No, I wrote these down because I remember writing Shroud down all cool like. Boom, there it is.
If I look down this this hole, mm-hmm. can I see lights at the bottom?
Yes.
Okie doke.
So it's like this dark tunnel that goes down, and you can see Variet down at the edge of the bottom, like where you see the floor. There is like stone. You can see that there must be light emanating down there.
Cool. I cannot see the dark.
Riku, with the enemies that you, well. Oh gosh, what was his name? The announcer dude at the festival.
The announcer or
Hemdot?
Okay.
That Hemdot listed. Did you and your master ever encounter any of them?
Did my master and I ever encounter any of the Yuan-Ti, bad wizards, liches, demons, undead rising from the forbidden cliffs? And Scourge fighting the Egoria.
The Scourge fighting the Egoria and the Solarian Empire. That's different continent.
Okay.
Different continent.
Well, those are, that's just everything.
That's world building, different continent stuff going on.
Gotcha.
Way over there. Yuan-Ti, no. Undead. You guys really weren't like the undead.
Hunter type?
Yeah, you guys weren't ghost hunters or anything like that.
Maybe demons, maybe Shroud, but doubt it.
Yeah. You guys
did
more...
Did he lift off the Shroud?
No.
That was me putting that assumption together because he was talking about a new threat among the Colosseum. And we all saw these shady characters running about, and I saw one of them talking to Roth.
Did he say a new threat against the Colosseum?
Against, not necessarily the Colosseum,
the
but
kingdom.
Just a new threat.
Yeah,
against the capital, I think. He was talking about
somebody attacked like the capital, and it could be an entirely new threat that we have no idea. Like, it
I
could
just
be...
remember him saying a new threat.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to kill some undead people.
Eris was trained to kill some undead people, but he's not there, so you don't know that.
As he walks in, I figured he would say that.
So you're standing in the doorway, is she?
Oh, I'm about to climb down this ladder.
Okay.
Because they seem pretty set on going.
It gets dark in this room.
Oh. It must be on a timer.
Door closes. That
I mean,
doorway.
We can see fine, though, right?
Yeah. Dark vision sees fine, but...
Ishii doesn't see shit. Do you think we should wait for Eris?
I do. I think it's better in numbers. Whatever we decide.
Can we see, like, a lever or anything to open this door from the inside?
You see Ishii just fucking staring off the shit. I definitely see it. Because like Kelly's doing just like, I don't...
Right when the lights go out, it's like he just got turned off.
Is it nap time? Did I get knocked out?
Can you see anything, Ishii?
Huh?
Go ahead and roll another investigation around like the doorway.
19.
You find another...
Button.
Weird, yeah, weird tile that looks out of place on the floor, and you kind of put your foot on it, and it like sinks in a little bit, and you hear a.
Then it opens the door.
And there's light again in this little area. As soon as you kind of do, Eris is on a knee about to like push the button. And just like, oh, hey.
What's up?
We found a tunnel leading down. Do you think we should go now? Or wait? I would like to press a little bit further.
You don't know what he's talking about.
What are you talking about?
Come here. If we're going to press forward, I think we might as well do it now.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. All right, me and Ishii, we'll stay up here. You guys, let us know.
Oh, I'm already like in the hole. Stay up there.
Well, I'm...
I thought you ching, ching, off ching. Button just froze.
Yeah, but the lights came
but
back
the
on.
Lights came back on. We opened it back up.
I mean, Eris, go ahead. You guys...
Yeah, I'm also loud, so I mean, it might make some noise. So you guys kind of have to let me know when I should come down.
I'll message you.
Cool. Oh, wait.
She's got to stick your head right over the hole so she can reach it.
And that button down there is how you open the door from the inside.
Cool. Hey, was it dark in here?
Yes, it is once the door closes. Ishii, do you have a torch? Or anything to help you see in the dark?
Well, I had a lantern, but...
Yeah.
It's broke.
I have a rock. I could cast light on it.
I don't want that.
Because
I can't turn it off.
He just yells, turn it off!
Yeah.
Well, I see lights down there. A pow.
Fair enough. I guess I go down first.
All right. Well, Ishii was already, like you said, he was already in.
Oh, yeah, he's
like, he was just like, wait, stay up here.
That's right.
And then it's like, okay, I'm going to go. So then he just...
How's the owlbear right now?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
The owlbear... The owlbear is just kind of like still just in your pouch, just kind of sleeping at this point. I mean, it's night and it still isn't on its...
It's not nocturnal.
It's not on a nocturnal owlbear schedule. Since you guys are going around doing stuff during the day, it's going around doing stuff during the day.
Okay, cool. My owl at work is like that, but it's blind, so I can't tell daylight.
Baby owlbear. Is that an inconvenience or anything? Baby owlbear will be fine.
Shut up, Ishii. Wait here.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, damn.
Shut up, Eris, over here.
Fuck you, say to me.
Totally meant to say Eris. That's like the third time I've done that this session.
If we run into anyone down there, I'm going by Noelle for this mission.
Sure.
Rather not have shady characters knowing my real name.
What are you doing with that, Albear?
Sure, leave the rest of us to shady characters when they figure out our name.
Well, if you'd like to go by other names, that's your decision.
But that's a lie, and you're not going to be like that. Just kidding. You can do what you want.
Buckley.
Come on, Ishii.
Ishii's already down there.
Oh, he's already
he's
down there?
Climbing.
Yeah, he was climbing. Like,
I thought he was just there still.
Moving.
He does that thing where it's just kind of like, he just grabs the end of it and it's like, whee.
Okay, yeah, I'm down too. Once I see him go, then I go.
Once he hits the bottom, what are you telling me shut up
Riku.
For?
I heard you say shut up. I didn't do anything.
Just like, slack. What the fuck did you say?
What are you doing with the owlbear? You taking it?
Oh, it's on me.
Okay.
In his little sling.
Okay.
I was just checking because I forget it's there sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we all forget it's there.
Yeah,
so.
Makes sense. I totally did.
Because whenever it's not the games, Lindsay gives it back to me. So. Yeah. It's like this nanny share thing.
So you go down. Eris, you're by yourself. About a minute goes by as they're climbing down slowly, being careful. Door... hole closes. It's pretty dark in here. Three of you make it down eventually to the bottom of this.
How many feet is this?
Ladder. 100.
I'm like counting. Okay, cool.
100 feet all the way down to the bottom. Ishii, you are staring a little sooner than them, but eventually they see it too. About small room, maybe 15 by 15, all stone.
There's a
little cat barking.
Cat runs by.
No, there's...
Cat barking.
To your left, you see a tunnel. And another tunnel. In front of you, you see a tunnel and another tunnel. Hmm. To your right, you see a tunnel and another tunnel.
We could get lost down here very easily.
Six openings, two on each wall, besides the one that the ladder was on, and that's just a wall.
Any ideas?
It's pretty visible in here. There is a torch.
It's lit.
There is a torch in here. As you go down the tunnels, they are a low arcane light, especially in here too. They're not like flame torches that are just burning. Mm-hmm. They're just arcane lights, probably like Eris's light spell, mm-hmm. but just used as like very dim and 24/7. Yeah.
Is there light at the end of the tunnel on any of them, or is it like there's the arcane light, but then it just goes to where we can't
see? Don't go into the light.
Like, oh, that one's got a room really close, sort of deal.
They all kind of go in turn before you see anything.
Okay.
In there, but you notice like the same
torches.
Yeah, deep purple glow going from all of the tunnels.
Do we see any places where there was heavy foot traffic?
Go ahead, ooh, roll investigation.
Yeah.
Or survival. Survival.
No.
One.
That's a one, bud.
Yeah. He's one. Keeping up the streak.
Damn. I have a plus five in that.
Looking around and starting to get a feel for all the tunnels, you find a set of footprints.
They're mine.
And you... All right, way to ruin my punchline. But yes, there you are.
What are you doing, is she?
He just keeps kind of starts to walk in a circle, and then he's like, oh, they go over here. And then...
Are you looking for more tracks?
They went up the ladder.
Or down the ladder.
Hmm.
I think they went back up.
I also look for traps.
Traps or tracks?
Tracks. Tracks.
Survival. I look for traps.
You look for traps.
They look for traps.
Tracks expert.
Tracks.
What was it? Survival or?
Survival.
It doesn't matter. Six.
Six, you also are just kind of seeing a lot of stuff, and there's not a lot of dust laying anywhere. If anything, it looks like they kind of try to keep a lot of these clean to where you can't find where people walk.
Thieves Guild.
19 for traps check.
Traps, as you kind of...
Our investigation check.
Yeah, you start to walk around and look down each of these tunnels. Each one looks pretty clear of any trap.
From... what I can see.
Yeah, now. You kind of go down maybe about 10 feet, just like a little bit to like the first corner and kind of look around, and you're not... nothing like that.
Well, I think it's a matter of take your pick and see where it leads. We want to pursue further.
We should go down the farthest one on the right.
Sure.
Number six?
Damn right. They're numbered from left to right. I rolled a d6.
Well, Riku, what do you think?
I guess it's the best thing we can come up with at the moment. All right, walk down that one.
Damn.
Put my hood up.
Follow me.
Crazy.
I put my hood up also.
Half my bladed boomerang out.
Trying to look shady.
One hand.
Sure. I reach into the bag of holding and think about a cloak.
Ooh.
Nice.
It's like our freebie grab bag.
I know.
It's like, I'm trying really hard.
A cloak? No cloak.
What about like a black sheet?
No sheets.
All right. Then I
see him start reaching into the bag of holding.
What are you looking for?
Pulling out nothing.
I want to be dressed like you guys because you look like you belong here.
How?
I look like I don't. Belong here? I look like I'm here to arrest people that belong here.
Do I? No. From reading that one little book and just from being me, if the owlbear has advantages on like sight perception checks or hearing perception checks, like animal creatures sometimes do that, like cats.
Like a basset hound. Where's the app, girl?
You know that.
Use it.
The owlbear is pretty young.
Oh yeah, I know that.
At this point, most owlbears have advantage on like seeing and smelling things.
And they can see in the dark, right?
60 feet, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not exactly sure how well this one's abilities are yet or anything.
I'm gonna give her a little scritch on her head.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
She wakes up. Come on. And I set her on the ground.
She does like that whole like kind of cat stretch and like hands out, butt up in the air.
Classic. I do that in the morning too.
Does it speak? That's something I've been working on with it.
Does it speak common?
Hi, how are you?
No, but it's like a dog. Dogs don't speak human.
True. But they know specific words associated with things.
If a bear goes growl, you know it's going to attack you. Figure might as well start training it. Why not start here?
Sure.
Let's go.
What are you trying to do with it? Are you having her look around the room first or what?
I'm just like walking her. So she's like out looking at everything. So she's like more engaged. And then if she's ever like makes noise, I'm like, I got my.
Shut up.
Maybe getting it like survival tracking ready or investigation ready.
Takes the biggest dump. Well, now everyone knows we're here.
If it chirps, I'm like, no, speak.
Okay.
And I'll give it a little scritch if it listens and.
Gotcha. All right. You start heading down tunnel number 6.
Hey.
And then if it just is completely unruly, I'm just gonna pick her up and put her back in the little pouch.
Okay. Okay. You guys start walking down tunnel number 6. What?
After a little bit, I'm like, guys, can I come down?
Shit. You're just sitting there.
We did leave him.
Damn.
You guys start heading down tunnel number 6.
Wait, where's... Damn, Eris. I turn around.
Oh,
you should roll a history check to see if you remember.
If that isn't a bunch of metagaming, yeah, if I've ever heard it. You forgot.
Can I roll
yeah, sure,
check?
Go with intelligence. Roll an intelligence.
I really wanted
check.
To say something, but I was like, man, I really wanted them to forget me. It would be funny as shit.
12.
Let's see what I roll, and we'll see.
I don't remember.
Woo, guys, we are the best at what we do.
I also rolled a 12, so I will say you guys get about 500 feet.
Wasn't there supposed to be another guy with us?
It is oddly quiet.
Oh my god, Eris.
Oop.
That isn't the most Midwestern Ohio thing I've ever heard.
Oop.
Do you want to run back and get him?
I run back.
Okay. I stand in place, just kind of like trying to kick something, like a rock or something. So
you like drop a pebble.
You
down.
Are back at the ladder. You climbing up or?
Is there like a pebble on the ground?
There's a big pile of owlbear shit.
Oh.
I don't want to throw that.
Like I said, they've swept and they kind of keep it cleaner down here.
I want to get up. I go the ladder to where at least like I'm fully in like tunnel.
Uh-huh.
10 feet.
And I'm like,
Eric, so I want you to roll. Yeah, you want you to roll perception. You know,
perception. Boom. 17.
17, yeah, you hear it. You hear a,
hey, can I come down? Yeah, cool, yeah.
Yeah, we totally are now completely ready for you. We're ready now. We just became ready.
How's the top? Is it like, did you guys have to move folds. Something? It folds? Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to close it on top of me.
Mm. That guy. I guess we're still slowly pushing forward.
No, I mean, I think we'd wait.
Who shit?
Fine, we'll wait.
Looks like rabbit poop.
It's just
like
I guess roll for stealth to make sure my armor balls. Doesn't make a lot of noise.
They haven't had a roll stealth check yet.
Maybe, I don't know. But,
okay. Yeah.
You just want to roll with this if you want.
14. 14.
Also, only animals that are vegetarians have round ball poop. So
15.
Well, fine.
Fun fact.
They have whole dump poops.
It's a whole dump poop then.
Dump. 15. They're on 15 stuff.
All right.
I don't want to pull out my shield, but I just want to pull out my hammer and just hold it like both hands.
Okay.
Double fisted.
Scared?
I mean, we're stealthy, right?
He's scared.
He's scared.
Looking over to literally no one standing next to me. He's scared.
Oh. Oh. You guys make it
tunnels
back
make
to...
echoes. Is she? All right.
Nadia and Riku, who are 500 feet in this tunnel.
Where's Nadia and Riku?
I forget which tunnel we went down.
I want to...
I'm just playing. It was this one.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, God. You want to... You sounded like you were going. Go ahead.
I was
roll investigation.
Look for tracks.
Yeah, sure. Survival.
Survival. I don't even know where these at. Okay, yeah. Naked 15.
Oh, so you don't get any pluses? Yeah. You can hear small little things coming from the tunnel that they went down, tunnel number 6.
I count the opposite way, so it's tunnel number 2. Or actually, no, it's tunnel number 1, yeah. Mm-hmm. My bad.
Tunnel number 6. One. Opposite of 6. It's 2.
My bad.
As Ishii is playing with you of like, I forget which one we went down. Like, you believe him? I guess roll a deception check, actually. We'll play all this out.
12.
Do I roll against that?
What is your... Do you do passive intelligence for that?
No.
Because it's a charisma. Go ahead and roll insight.
19.
All right. Yeah, you know that he knows which one. He keeps doing that whole, like, looking. He, like, shifts his eyes so quickly to, like, tunnel number 6. Because he can't, like, stop staring at it.
Is it tunnel number 1?
Yeah.
All
right. That one. Right there.
Oh, lead the way. God, what if they're in danger? Seriously. What's wrong with you?
All
right.
Man. You guys make it back to them.
They're dead.
At this point, you know, you guys have been down here for a little bit. And speeding things up as you guys start to, like, snake your way through these... twists and turns. Eventually you come to a little split left and right.
We still haven't heard or seen anything or anyone, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not yet.
I want a perception check around the room to see if they, like, marked the little symbol.
The shroud?
Around, like, this is the way to go. The shroud symbol. Like, this way. That
sure,
way.
Go ahead. Roll an investigation. You're not in a room anymore. You're in a tunnel.
Yeah.
That just, like...
But, like...
Okay.
Like,
yeah. All right.
If they happen to mark it...
Uh-huh.
12.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was, like, what you rolled and...
Nope. 12 naked.
Not that you're seeing... as you're kind of trying to look around, like, for things. There's nothing that's out of the ordinary besides just a bunch of stone. So, left and right.
I keep quiet, I guess, because I'm just, like, quietly looking.
I say we go right.
Sure. Just flip a coin.
Gold what? Piece?
A gold maybe.
Piece. All
right. I go to the right.
Okay.
Okay.
Got to use my gold coin.
Go to the right.
Okay.
Should we be stealthing?
Yeah, as you meet up with them and they're starting to walk, they're walking just normal. Eris, you're the only one that's like holding your armor, trying to be quiet.
What the fuck, guys? Are we like not professionals?
We're just not loud.
He's scared.
I ain't scared of anything.
We've hit one turn and another turn. I hope we'd be getting close
to something. So you made it this far and no problems?
Don't jinx it.
We got so far.
It seems like I should have came down a lot quicker than I should have.
Well, we didn't forget.
There was a lot of tunnel options.
There was what?
There was a lot of tunnel options, and we hadn't chosen where we were going.
I want an insight. Are they lying to me? Did they forget me?
Go ahead.
Seven.
I mean, you can roll a deception check.
Whoa. My deception was 12.
So. My deception is a 10 minus 2 is an 8.
Still higher.
Mine was higher too.
Oh, no. I get a plus 1 to my deception. Never mind. It's an 11.
Still
that's
higher.
The only charisma thing I don't have a negative in.
Still higher. So you believe them.
Yeah.
You guys are my friends. You won't forget.
He believes us.
We continue on.
Do I hear that? No, we're moving on.
Going through to the right. Go ahead and all of you make investigations. As...
Oh, my bad.
You're in there now. You're in.
Yeah, I was in this bitch. I didn't hear. What was it?
20!
20! Doesn't matter. I don't care what it is.
Did you both get 20s or no, did you get 20? No. His 20.
He just did not notice his for so long.
He was just out of it. He rolled and didn't even notice his 20.
I had something in my eye. I was itching.
I didn't know if you were rolling it. You reacted
Man,
to his 20.
Man, you guys are just jerks me. Forgetting me. Yelling at me. I should have stayed with Lindsay.
That's a 220s. Did I forget? That's 40.
40! As you guys start going right and you're walking down this way, Eris, you get this feeling that you're looking around at the stone and all this other stuff, completely like, all right, they got me as soon as they could. They know, they trusted my abilities to figure this shit out. I need to figure it out.
I don't have abandonment issues. I'm not looking for my mom or anything.
As you go right, you start to like, you're feeling like you're going further away from things as you're kind of, you're remembering where you're at, correlating to
the city
up top, and you're starting to go towards like
the sea
pier area. Yeah. Towards like the ocean. And you just get this feeling like if they're going to like hide something down here, they're going to want it more in the center of the city to have location to go every which way. They're not going to want to have their like base
guys
in one section.
I think we're heading to the pier.
What?
To the pier?
Yeah. I mean, this is just a hunch, but I feel like I should trust my gut on this.
I guess from where we were above the city, we have been going right.
I mean, if I was trying to hide anything, I'd be like, go to center. But my air senses are tingling.
All right.
Should we take the left path instead?
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't bring him down here and ignore his judgment.
I don't have any problem taking the other path. They don't seem much different to me.
You're telling me there's a pier down here?
Yes, and it's settled.
Oh!
We go the other way.
All right.
Correct.
I mean, it makes sense. We really smuggle stuff in, you know, to have a little pier or like a little river tunnel leading to the pier.
True.
Let's do another investigation.
3 might lead to that other doorway that I saw down across from that tavern. The rolling lady?
Mm-hmm.
4.
5.
17.
Yes, okay.
7.
Yeah, because I saw yours too.
I thought we were going to be 4, 5, 6, 7.
Guys, my tingling is gone. I think we're going the right way.
All right.
What do I think?
You feel it. It sounds right. With Eris saying, like, if you'd want a base underground with access to, like, the entire city, your base would be good to be in the center.
Yeah.
So if you have to quickly go to any edge of it, it takes the same amount of fucking time. Left will definitely do that. And as you guys start following this path, you are like, okay, I you start thinking about, like, correlating where you are in the city. This way would start to get you more towards the center, but also more towards where you were with the stadium and the Rolling Lady.
I think this tunnel might head towards that other door that I saw.
I just didn't know if you guys want to continue this way or if you guys want to... What do you guys think?
What time is it about?
Probably still about 9:30, 45.
Oh, I thought it was way longer. Okay.
10, maybe about 10.
Out of curiosity, how long did I wait until they remember to come get me?
Probably about 10 minutes.
If you're interested in pursuing what might be going on with the characters at the stadium, they'd probably be using that entrance.
True.
I don't know if that entrance would lead any other ways or if it would lead just straight back this way.
Or we wait and snatch them up.
Wait in the center?
Like, we wait near that door, and then when they're like,
I'm
the
going first in my person little that door, comes through. I'm going to sneak away because I'm a sneaky guy going in my door.
And then we grab.
Well, what exactly are we? We don't want to hurt them necessarily,
we don't
do
have to
we?
Hurt them.
I mean, you want to
just need
speak
information.
With them.
We're just like, hey, man, I'm new to the club. Just wondering where like I go to have my first introduction meeting. You know, first class.
I don't know if that would work because
you know,
looking at our shiny friend here.
When I first, speaking of, when I first joined the Paladin Order. I didn't think this is where my life was going to go.
You didn't go to an introductory class?
Let's move on.
So are you saying turn back or keep going?
I don't know.
I would like to at least try an ambush for a little bit tonight.
Oh my.
Because thieves' guilds normally would be most active at night.
They make sense. If I was a thief, I'd steal shit at night.
Exactly. But I don't know if we should go with the route of we're trying to join.
Well, if we're looking for the headquarters or the base, I don't think it would be down this path. This goes more towards the stadium. I think we would want to go back and maybe try one of the more central tunnels, the third or fourth one.
But should we run in head first without any information, or should we try to grab someone up, as Ishii suggested, to learn as much as we can? We don't know how many there are.
Also idea, maybe, I think, if that doesn't work, find the nearest hatch that isn't the way that we came from. Maybe peek to see where it is, and if it happens to be in like a store or a tavern, maybe play off that we know about the secret way, and maybe try to bribe them or trick them into knowing.
Well, if you're only looking for information, if we were to wait by one of these doors that we know about until someone comes to use it, could simply confront them and say we're looking for information. I mean, as that magic shopkeeper said before, the two of us look sketchy enough.
So then do you think just me and you should come back, or all of us?
Well, if we're trying to talk to two of the people that are however many members of the Shroud, I don't think they take kindly to Eris's.
I do look very paladin-y.
Pretty boy.
And,
Well...
You're going to tell me I'm pretty?
I don't think that's what she was hearing.
Pretty dumb.
Paris.
Dang.
We all know that at this point. Come on, guys.
I start to walk back to where we came in.
Is she?
Nope, still walking.
I guess it's settled. Are you going back to the hut? Or where we sleep?
Oh, no.
What are we doing? Just keep walking.
He sassed me, and I started just
walking
back.
Yeah. How far are you going to go?
Oh, I'm going all the way.
Okay, so you're...
At least back to where we came down at.
Yeah, you're back at the ladder. We'll
and we all turn around, I'm thinking, and start heading to...
Fast travel that, and you're
I
back
I don't know if we were actually going to the door to try to find somebody.
Right now?
Yes.
Go
if
ahead.
If you want to go now...
Make a perception.
Oh, wait, just to see? Okay.
Yeah, he was ahead of you guys. Yeah.
Okay, sure. He wants to know. Oh, fuck.
Whoa.
Well, it's a 7 plus another 7 is 14.
Okay. You haven't attuned to the good luck.
I have not.
Stone yet either. Damn. Okay. Because you, like, once you do, everything is plus 1.
Right.
Ability checks and saving throws.
Yeah.
So what was it? 14?
14.
You start getting a lot closer to where you go, and you start hearing, like, footsteps, and you kind of look back at them, and the footsteps that you're hearing aren't linking up, like, with their feet.
Right.
And it's coming from, like, in front of you.
Coming toward him?
Like, I'm at the ladder?
You are, maybe you're, like, you're still in that tunnel from on the number 6 tunnel. Okay. The number 6, we're talking like subways.
After the split.
Yeah. You're back from the split.
Yeah.
And you're like maybe 20, 30 feet from where you guys came down.
So it sounds like feet are coming from the same tunnel as me.
They sound like they're coming from where the ladder was.
Down this tunnel toward us.
No.
No. But there's
footsteps. You just hear footsteps.
Okay.
So I can see them.
Yeah. They're probably a good, you know, 15 feet behind you.
And it's not our footsteps.
It's not their footsteps.
Okay. I turn around and give them a finger over the mouth. And then I start running as quietly as I can.
Toward us step. Or toward them?
Toward the
noise?
Toward the feet.
I go too.
How far away is Ishii from us?
15.
15 feet?
Yeah. So then he takes off if he's as quiet as he can. With
18.
With 18, okay.
I'm also going.
So as soon as you hear him take off, go
so
ahead.
To win it.
Go ahead, yeah, stealth.
Do I reroll?
I'm gonna or
yeah, 15? Yeah, it wouldn't.
Okay.
Stay, you guys are all going.
16.
18.
Oh, God. Yeah, you gotta fucking let this fucking dummy come down here. This big fucking armor.
And with my big fucking one.
Oh,
ooh.
No.
Yeah,
we shouldn't have brought you.
I message Ishii. Ishii, what is it? Because he's less than 120 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think he would be so sensitive when I called him a pretty dumb guy. I mean, am I in the wrong
footsteps?
Ricky?
Step.
No, shut up.
Oh. Ishii hears footsteps. There's someone else down here.
You guys start going.
Boosh.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, so.
Literally, just like that.
Ishii, you go around the corner into where you guys had the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of look around. Go ahead and roll another perception. There's nobody in there right now. Either A, they weren't in there, or B, Eris's clinking could have scared them off.
Right.
Or...
That's
why.
Uh, 19.
But it was good.
23.
But it was good.
Okay. It's really hard making it out from the, like, train that's fucking barreling down this fucking tunnel of his clinking.
I'm always on time. Tunnel 6.
But you see, or not see, you hear very light down tunnel number 3.
Down tunnel number 3.
But it's very hard to make out with his fucking clinking.
Right.
And you barely got over that DC.
Alright. How close is everybody else to me?
I mean, if you're gonna stand there like and wait for them or anything, they're probably only like 20 feet back.
Okay. But I know which way the guy went.
Or you're hearing some
guy or gal
going from tunnel number 3.
Okay, I'll wait for them once I get back to the middle.
Oh, does my owl need to roll still?
They come around. I'm gonna bundle him in with you or her in with you for now.
Cool.
Yeah, just for now. Once they become bigger and roll on their own, I start rolling for them.
Okay.
On things, but they're there. They're in there with you. They came in. Eris huffing and fucking puffing.
You loud bastard. I mean, that's pretty good shape. I wouldn't be like.
Why are we stopping? What did you hear?
Heard footsteps down that away.
Which tunnel is it? Are we in the ladder room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which one does it point to?
Three.
Third one. Okay.
The one on the left of the front wall.
Yeah. But this time he counted opposite. So instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's the other way. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's still the same tunnel. That's 3.
But might be the way to go.
I guess it would be 4, so it wouldn't actually work out.
It's hard.
What do you think, Riku?
I want to know, but I know Eris is also loud.
Oh, now we're stealthy?
Take your clothes.
You're the only one. You know how long
I
it
say
takes?
That,
10 minutes.
And then I dash down that alleyway.
I follow.
Okay.
I wait like 20 feet and then I follow behind.
I messaged. Do you want anyone with you?
I'm ready there.
I really don't know.
I saw you rubbing your head. I didn't know if you thought she wasn't talking to you. Or
no, I knew she was talking to me.
I knew he was the baby.
But I was
I didn't know.
Because I could maybe slip this through as in it's just me trying to get in and I'm a new member. But if we have a super shiny paladin and a dirty guy, I don't know
what
they would...
At worst,
you're not hearing him. He's messaged with her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
At worst, I blend in with the wall.
Did either of them... He didn't start running, right?
No,
he started running too?
No, just him. I assume that like they would have started, but like you messaged real quick as soon as he kind of took off.
Yeah.
Do you want to go by yourself or not? And you can stop them before they're about to like kind of look around and they start going.
Eris, Ishi, hold on.
She says out loud, since you're like 2 feet away from her. You just had your hand on your forehead. I was like, you don't have to message them.
That's your debate.
I'll stay 100 feet back so we can keep contact with you.
Okay.
And then I will stealth down.
I'm running.
I'm running.
You didn't tell me anything.
Yes, she did.
Oh, she told me.
I said, Ishi, Eris, hold on.
Yeah. But that was my countdown for the answer.
Oh,
and you didn't give me one.
So I started running.
I wait the 20 feet and then I want to stealth.
But you can always tell me to
no,
stop.
I'm just going to follow.
Okay, so Will, you're stealthing. Eris isn't stealthing, so he's just running.
Am I in front of Ishi? Because I said I was going to follow him 100 feet behind.
Okay, so Eris is 20 feet behind him. You're 100 feet behind him, and Ishi's with you.
Do I see him stop?
She said hold on, and she waited, but you said you took off after 20 feet.
I mean, after with her, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, she leaves, I'm waiting, and I'm following her.
Oh, okay.
So I'm 100 feet behind, and he's 20 feet behind me.
And Ishi, what are you doing? Or did you book it?
I'll just be with her.
Okay. Sorry. Did you book it or did you not? All right. You rolled stealth.
14 on stealth.
14. Okay. All right.
Do I re-roll stealth?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Whoever is stealthing. If Eris isn't, you're just going.
13.
Okay.
11.
Okay. You guys start going down, not as super quiet. You guys are trying to like catch up to whatever is moving, is running.
I'm gonna message him. I'm keeping message open, so if you say something to me, I'll hear it. And I just wanna like keep it connected. So since it's a cantrip, I can just kind of sit with
it. Right.
Okay,
that's fine. Just keep your distance. I'll say if I need help.
There's another left or right.
Do I hear?
Go ahead, roll perception.
11.
Do you hear people behind you?
Huh. we might have to split. I'll go left. You guys go right. I go left.
I might lose you. Mm. I'm going to keep it up.
Until you feel a disconnect?
And, yeah. Sure.
You go left. You guys get to this little break. Are you guys going right?
Yeah. We need to go right.
You message that to me?
No, I say
you're,
that out loud.
You're with her.
You. About 20 She's 20 feet back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I turn around. Like... I assume he can hear me.
Sure. Point.
We're going right. We two went left.
Or if he saw us go right, he'd probably just follow us.
Yeah.
So I got that.
True. All right, so you guys go right. You go left.
Saw us go right.
Oh, you guys go right, you guys go left. Riku, I want you to make one more
stressful.
Perception.
So many tunnels.
You guys make a perception roll too, down your tunnel.
Seven.
All right.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Eight.
All right.
Oh. 21.
All right.
I need some of your good.
Burning my superiority dice right now.
That's okay. I rolled 220, so I'm done for the day.
All right, three of you don't hear anything. Ishii, as you kind of are going this way with Nadia, you see a doorway now as it again opens up. As you guys have been going, you three run into another room that looks like the ladder room from before, and you come out of like a tunnel on the left of it. So you're again in the ladder room, coming out of the left tunnel.
Also,
the same ladder room?
Huh?
The same ladder room or a different?
It's 21. I'll say it's a different ladder room. He knows. He knows that there's no pile of owl bear shit.
Is there six doors? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Damn.
Do I feel my connection?
Yeah, it eventually breaks.
Oh, so
as you guys went the opposite way.
Oh, he's gone.
Okay.
Riku. As you begin still like running off and trying to follow through this, weaving through, eventually you come to like a dead end. But this dead end has a door on it.
What's down?
Wood door. But it is emanating this like purplish glow, the same as like all of the lights have been. This door is like covered in like a film of like purple glow.
I want to check for traps.
Sure, go for it.
I see you doing that. Nadia,
yeah.
I think you should climb up the ladders, maybe peek where we're at, 13. Just for future reference.
13.
Maybe we should come back to this spot.
You don't see it being trapped.
I want to slowly touch it, like when you're trying to check if something's still hot. You know what I mean?
Like, is the pan still hot?
Like, is it going to...
Go ahead and make an Arcana check.
I don't know how that well that works with like a fireball.
14. Yeah, no, right.
Either 14. You set it off and go. 14. It is this purple film that's on it is an arcane lock. This door has been like it has this lock on it that you're semi aware of how an arcane lock works. Either certain people can open it without a problem. There's a password to it, but it is just like a magical lock that's on this door instead of like a lock picking.
I cast dispel magic at third level.
The purple film goes away.
I open the door.
You open the door, and we will take this back up next week.
Okay.
Ew.
We're almost at 2 hours, so.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's
fine. What's behind door number three?
I wanted to go back and get you guys, but I thought that would take too long. I figured you guys were doing your own thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know how far I would be.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, we'll probably more just than 100 feet.
I figured we split up
I'll
for a reason.
I'll say that, like, because, yeah, I'm trying to, like, I know it's like you guys don't care if I describe a tunnel way and left and rights and all this other stuff. You guys probably, when you went left and you went right, it probably took you about 2.5 minutes to get to the door.
Okay.
So it wasn't that far.
No.
But 2.5 minutes of kind of like a sprinting through the tunnel to get to them. You have no idea how far they went until
yeah.
they got
yeah, so
wherever they got.
I would have just continued.
But you know they're at least 2.5 minutes from where you guys split.
I don't die.
It's at least 2.5 minutes down our path. So like 5 minutes away.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
5 minutes plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that. So we'll pick back that back up. Does anybody have anything they want to say?
Nope. Congratulations on Lindsay again for winning the...
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
What?
The 1,500 gold, I mean gift card.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll we'll DM Lindsay Rivers and see how she wants
slide,
to...
Slide in there. All right. That's
it. Sup, girl? I rolled a 20 on you.
Weird.
Email it to her. I think I can just like screenshot it and like, because it's like a code that you would type in and at Miniature Market. So we'll figure it out. She will get it for sure.
Yay!
I will break into the email and use it first.
I won't let him do that. And if he does, I will fucking just spend another $25 to make sure you get it.
JK. I won't do that. That sounds like way too much work.
Doesn't it though?
Yeah, a little bit.
Have a great next 3 week.
Yeah. No. You say bye. You're good. We're good. We're done. We're out of here.
Bye. Did you say fucking bye?
Nope. It's a hard no.
You said fucking bye.
I mean,
you
I did.
No, I did.
Nope. Ruined it.
Yeah, sure. Bye.